The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman. I am with the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, Florida. And it's Friday morning. It's March 2nd. And have we got a show for you today? We have an outstanding guest who we've had on before many months ago that was thrilling the audience with his knowledge of what it takes to keep the body healthy and strong. Janet Cimarelli, unfortunately, will not be joining us this morning. Something came up, but she will be here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center later today to speak to people. That's from 4 to 7 today. Tomorrow she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30, and of course her hours for the rest of the week. She's off on Wednesdays. Monday she's here 2 to 6. Tuesday from noon to 4. She's off Wednesday. Thursday noon to 4. Friday 4 to 7. And Saturday 12:30 to 5:30. Let me bring in our very special guest who I've known for more than 20 years, who is a best-selling author of 25 nutrition books that have helped countless millions of people improve their overall health. And without any further delay, let me bring in Dr. Cash Ingram. Good morning, Cash.
Hello, how you doing? Great to be with you, Mr. Foreman. How you been getting along?
You call me Al, and I'll call you Cash, and we'll be fine, like we always do.
Well, you deserve it, mister.
Well, it's great to speak to you, Cash. I know you're a globe-trotting individual that's always seeking to improve the health of all the people that you deal with. So I'm
it's so true that, you know, when you look at some of the books and the many media appearances, the whole objective is to help people reboot their health, or if they have some minor to moderate imbalances, assist in that realm. But you and I both know through the different medicines we've talked about, natural medicines, of course, that many of your customers, many of the people I've worked with at your facility and privately, have had degenerative diseases. And that's kind of what our topic is today. This whole idea of cannabis, CBD, you know, it's been a tool for, I don't know, 5,000 years in human history for diseases.
For sure.
You can't take something that's that good and just snuff it out. It's going to resurface.
Well, you have brought it to surface because you've been able to formulate different products with hemp. And what I'd like to do is start by saying, where does the hemp come from and how did you find it?
You know, this is a most important question. When I was writing the book, The Cannabis Cure, I decided I'd better try some different CBD oils. And so I took the standard products that are on the market, but one or two of them made me feel like not getting out of my chair. It was like being stoned. Now, I don't know, I've never smoked marijuana, but I could sense that sort of stoned effect. And so I actually contacted all the big players who make marijuana oil, who make CBD oil, and this is what I discovered. Almost all of it at that time was coming from either marijuana, which would be U.S. Type things, or from Northern Europe, where they were using an industrial hemp. This was back about 5-6 years ago. Now it's changed a little bit. Some of the cannabis or industrial hemp is coming from Colorado and Kentucky. I think you know that.
Right.
So at that time, I contacted all the big players, and they told me that they were using solvents like hexane, butane, ethyl alcohol, and pretty aggressive solvents, as well as a lot of distillation. So they were taking and raising the CBD oil artificially. Well, in some people, too much CBD oil can overwhelm all the receptors in the brain. We'll get into that. And in some people, they may not react that well to it. So I told the big players in the Netherlands, I said, look, make me some just pure hemp extract without ethyl alcohol, hexane, butane, without any distillation, just the crude supercritical material. And that led to hempenol, because when I got that, I didn't get that somnolent or sort of, you know, don't feel like doing anything effect. I got the opposite. Felt good, strong, vital. Noticed that it was, you know, sort of positive in the brain. But I told North American Urban Spice to add the oreganol supercritical. In other words, you've got supercritical cannabis coming from industrial hemp without any heat treatment now. And that's coming from Europe. Then you add supercritical oregano, which comes from Turkey. And that led to hempenol. That's how the whole thing started.
So the composition is from three different countries.
You mean the cannabis?
No, the hempenol that you produced.
Yeah. The hempenol is coming from Northern Europe initially, but now North American switched to Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Their next batches are coming U.S. It helps support the local industry, and the U.S. material was actually better than the Northern Europe. So
that's,
it's going to be
U.S.
industrial hemp combined with Turkish supercritical oregano. Now, why would you? I know they used to smoke this stuff together. You remember that kind of stuff they were talking about?
I did try it once, Cash.
How's that?
Well, I say I did try marijuana once when I was about 27 or 28 years old.
And you just didn't, you noticed that it was just not very interesting, right?
Well, it didn't do anything for me other than get me high and turned off.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the feeling.
Exactly. So that doesn't happen with industrial hemp. Only when they raise the CBD level too high, then some people might get that sort of stoned effect. But you're not going to get the munchies and all this other weird stuff and the hallucinations and so on. So there are two different species, actually. Marijuana has been raised to be hallucinogenic. Industrial hemp is raised to make textile and rope. But what's interesting in this whole process of going through CBD oil versus, you know, industrial hemp pure extract is that the Colorado material that's now coming in, they've taken wild plants and they've taken the seeds from wild plants and they're growing them organically in Colorado. So we found that the active ingredients are very high in that wild origin marijuana seed. And so that's a really neat thing. When you look at the fact that you have the cannabis there, now not from marijuana, but from industrial hemp, and then you adding in the oregano, why would anybody do that? Well, the same active ingredient in the cannabis is found in the oregano. It's this terpene called caryophyllene. Now, here's the interesting thing. In ancient Greece, we've got to sometimes go back way to see the truth. They used to use cannabis for migraines. But they also used oregano for that. In ancient India, the Hindu doctors used basil for migraines. Basil, oregano, and cannabis have the same active ingredient. That's that caryophyllene terpene. In ancient Greece, they used oregano for insomnia and also cannabis, same active ingredient. But basil has been used for that. And if you look further, you'll find, let's just take insomnia, for example, that they used to use hops to cure nervousness, nervous agitation, insomnia in medieval Europe, but they used cinnamon for that also. Cinnamon and hops have the same active ingredient as cannabis. So you'll see hempenol PM. You'll see hempenol, of course, we just mentioned, the super strength, the regular strength with the oregano, but the PM for insomnia has hops, cinnamon, oregano, cannabis with chamomile. So there's a science to this. It's based on these very interesting substances called terpenes. And the endocannabinoid system in the brain receives the terpenes, but not just from cannabis. It receives them from all the spices and different other plants that have the same ingredients. Now, let's talk a little bit about why this works. The body has its own receptors for cannabis. That means that they're put in there by God so we can smoke pot. That's what some people would say. But no, it receives cannabinoids. Cannabinoids are found very rich in cannabis, but they're also in oregano, sage, rosemary, cinnamon, hops. They're in chamomile. They're in basil. They're in black pepper. Now, Mr. L., these are all things we love, right?
Without a doubt.
Who isn't going to want a little black pepper crushed on their salad? Who's not going to want some cinnamon? Who's going to have cinnamon toast without cinnamon? Who's going to have cappuccino without the cinnamon and clove? You know, who's going to have pizza without oregano? Are you crazy? So we don't use a lot of it. But we have no idea that when we have the black pepper and the rosemary on our lamb and the cinnamon in our drink and the oregano in our pizza that we're activating the endocannabinoid system. Nobody knew it. You see? So we're talking big stuff here.
Well, you researched it a great deal. There's no question about that. And what you have developed, you feel, can help the majority of people that are dealing with health issues that these particular hempanol products can help them overcome the issues that they're concerned with. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look what we discovered with this. We found that when you use this sort of combination action, and you get those cannabinoids in there in a raw, unprocessed form, that if you have a neurological condition, I'm talking about depression, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive schizophrenia, and MS, Lou Gehrig's, Parkinson's disease, early dementia, this stuff works. And we're talking also epilepsy and seizures. Case history. Kid, 7 years of age, you see them down there. He has epilepsy seizures. He's had seizures since 1 year of age. So we've got 7 years of seizures going on. He's taking the hempanol super strength. And in 3 days, the seizures are gone.
Wow.
Case history in an adult. I'm talking Lyme disease, where the Lyme bacteria attacks the brain. He takes the hempanol super strength, drops under the tongue. The guy can't write his name. He's got such bad tremors from the Lyme, which has damaged his brain. After about 3 weeks of the hempanol, he can sign his name and write a letter. Talking 20 years now, the guy can't write his name. Now, I'm not saying it's a cure for everything, but I'm going to tell you this. Your brain has the endocannabinoid system. You need to feed it. That's why our Creator made all these interesting spices and these aromatic compounds that we naturally love. We didn't know it, but when we eat them, it's feeding the brain, activating the receptor sites so that the brain can regenerate. There's good data, my friend, showing that those cannabinoids not only will help you repair, as it did with these seizure cases, the brain stem or the brain cells, but something different, causing new neurons to develop. No one can deny the research. So when we say neurological, we're saying the whole gamut. People who've been on multiple medications, people who are on antidepressants, people who are on the Prozac, Xanax, Paxil category, which causes brain damage, and who knows what it can cause somebody to do, or you know the violence and suicide. We're talking about people who've been on long-term antidepressants. We're talking about the individuals who've had strokes or concussions. You see, they've had damage. You got to use this stuff for that. Yeah.
Well, hold that thought, Cash, because we're coming up on our first intermission. When we come back, we can delve more into the different hempanol products and the many beneficial uses that you have found work for people. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. You're listening to us on WWNN Radio 1470 or 95.3. It is March 2nd, and we'll be right back.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, March 2nd, and our very special guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram, and we're speaking about some hempanol products that Dr. Ingram has developed that has had many beneficial uses for people with all kinds of health issues that they've been able to help themselves with. And we're going to delve into some of these many beneficial uses going through the different hempanol products. I do want to make mention of the fact that the North American Urban Spice line that produces the hempanol products, we are going to give all of our listeners an extra special treat today and tomorrow. All the products from North American Urban Spice, and I'm including the oregano oil as well, which we haven't got to talk about yet, but we will. All those products are going to be 15% off the everyday low price that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. To give you the opportunity to buy the products at reasonable prices and see the many beneficial uses that you'll be able to derive from using these great products produced by the North American Urban Spice Company. Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30. Save-A-Lot is open today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cash, let's look back to the hempanol. And if someone were going to try this for the first time with the different products that are available, if they just wanted to, let's say, sedate themselves to the point where stress, they want to put it under control, what would be your choice of using a hempanol product? Which one?
If for the stress, it'd be the hempanol CF and even the PM. So if it's just a person that's psyched out, kind of knocked out in the stress loop, mom's got five soccer kids and, you know, dad's got two jobs or whatever, let's go with the CF and the PM to just relax the nerves, give some nice sense of calm, but not losing any energy and strength. And if it's really bad anxiety, you know, make sure you try the PM even during the day. But if it's the other situation, now hardcore neurological, I'm a fan of the super strength hempanol. Hardcore. We're talking about the diseases. We're even, you know, serious depression, very, very serious anxiety where they're on the medication. You want to jack it up with the oregano, supercritical in there with it. And that's what the super strength has. And that's also true of the MSs and the, you know, Lou Gehrig's and the Parkinson's and the tremors. And the beauty also, if you're going to pound on the tremors and the autism in the children, is that the super strength hempanol comes as a rub, you know, where if you can't get it in internally, you just rub it on the feet and the shins and top of the thigh up and down the spine. Maybe you could hide it in some smoothies and so forth for the children. So that kind of goes with that. It's the same is true with hardcore addictions. we're getting even better results than the more calming type, the CF, which has no oregano, or the PM, which has the hops and the chamomile and all that. But when you're dealing with people who are addicted to cocaine, to crack, alcohol, marijuana, certainly the pharmaceutical addictions are the number one, right? The opiates and the
without a doubt,
the antidepressants.
Major problem.
So big that people are dropping dead, you know. That you take the hempanol super strength and maybe also some of the CF if you have to. So, I mean, then taking it another step, because, by the way, this is exceptional for addiction. I've had a number of alcoholics who didn't even want to drink alcohol. You know, they take it, or people who are on SSRI drugs who are able to wean with their doctor's care. You know, you have to do that slowly. But, and one of the reasons for that, I must say, is that hempanol, whether it's the CF or whatever you use, super strength, it feeds the happy centers in the brain. So you actually feel good for once. If you're feeling decent and good, what do you need it for? Yeah. And we always blame people like it's their problem. Well, a lot of times it's a chemical imbalance, a B-complex deficiency, stress, neurological disturbance, and then they get hooked. Yeah. So
let me ask you a question,
Cash.
You mentioned a lot of products. Is there a difference in the usage form, whether you use a liquid or a capsule?
Well, the liquid's fantastic. Obviously, sublingual drops, bang, right into the system, plus the liquid you can put topically. But, I mean, you know, for convenience, I carry around also the capsules.
Okay.
Like last night, you know, just five capsules in the hand, down the throat, you know. Doesn't really matter that much. I guess the purest would be sublingual drops. A hempanol PM, some people don't like the taste because hops are very bitter. So a lot of times people will take the capsules instead on that one. Doesn't matter that much. The CF, okay, so the CF is just cannabis, right? It doesn't have any of the oregano or anything. The hempanol regular strength and super strength, that's fortified with the supercritical oregano, okay? That supercharges the cannabis, there's no question. The PM has four or five substances just for, like, insomnia or extreme anxiety. Then there's also the hempanol omega oil. I think Save-A-Lot probably carries or could carry. We're getting great results with that. That's a large bottle. That's cold-pressed organic hemp seed oil. And then the turmeric, the basil, the cannabis, the oregano, they're added into that. And then also one nice thing for you is in the customers is you don't have to refrigerate that. Hemp seed oil, you have to refrigerate. This one is stable. It's just an interesting thing. People are using that to get the essential oils into the brain. No, I mean the omega oils into the brain so that it works with the cannabis or into the joints or into the muscles. I had one woman, she could not function for about 25 years in Minnesota, pain, chronic pain. They've tried everything, and she, you know, the husband saw the big bottles, thought it was economical, bought it, gave her two tablespoons, and he wrote me some testimonial letter about how good his wife's doing. I'm going to investigate it further. But anyway, now inflammation. We know that in the doctor's black bag in 1930, every doctor had cannabis extract. I call it cannabis extract. You can call it hemp, whatever you want. They were using it for pain, you know? What happened? By operating on that cannabinoid system, the endocannabinoid system, you modulate the pain, and people don't have so much pain and inflammation. So in addition to your turmeric, take the cannabis extract. If you're suffering in pain and inflammation, it's very effective. And sometimes it works more effectively than the typical turmeric. Bone loss. This is a very little, this was Israeli research where they had fractures. They gave the cannabis extract. The fractures healed dramatically. It's very little known, but cannabis is one of the most important natural medicines for bone loss and for osteoporosis. Yeah. Glaucoma. People smoke pot because it reduces the intraocular pressure, but then it comes back. So better to take the extract, so that you get rid of the glaucoma permanently. plantar fasciitis. This is something no one knows what to do for, and it's the Hempanol Super Strength. We'll take it out, rubbing it topically on the bottom of the feet, on the shins, taking the drops under the tongue. Migraine. I had a woman at a trade show. She said, what do I do? I can't function. I can't listen to your lectures. What? I said, take the Hempanol Super Strength, open your mouth. I squirted 20 drops under the tongue. She comes around, grabs me by the nape of the neck. Doctor, my pain's gone. I've had that happen so many times. And so just keep in mind cannabis for pain. Use it with the turmeric, whatever, you know.
Just get more into that cream, because I find that cream conveniently for people that have trouble either swallowing or taking liquids.
And yeah.
It works very effective topically.
Very effective. You see, we know that the cannabinoids, which are they're terpenes, basically, they're kind of like a vegetable gasoline. They just go on the skin and immediately penetrate the into the dermis and into the bloodstream. So the Hempanol cream is really, really, really good for pain, inflammation, irritation, dermatitis. Now, we've also had some people testifying that they used it for their eczema, their psoriasis, their dermatitis, the skin rash, itchy rash. And so not just for pain and inflammation. It's probably the number one cream out there right now for rashes.
Well,
you can just get it transdermally also with the oil, too. If you choose, you just bought the drops. You like to use the idea of, boy, I can take it internally. You can also rub the drops. It'll pass through the skin. You know.
And it can be used throughout the entire day?
Sure, you can. The Hempanol PM, more or less, for nervousness and agitation, more or less, most of the time it's taken at night. The rest of it all day long, morning, noon, night, doesn't matter. And now one of the things, I'll tell you something. You know, I've written a lot of books and stuff, but for the last 15 years, I've procrastinated about my textbook of natural cures. So this is a 1,000-page book, right? So I start taking this Hempanol stuff, and I start attacking the book. I've got 350 pages done. I couldn't really absorb it, but I don't know, this stuff, it does something for your creativity and your productivity somehow. When we have some data to show that there's like neuron regeneration going on, we could all do with a bit of that. So what other uses have I found? You know, I have the whole book on it, The Cannabis Cure. We found it good for lung disease, fibromyalgia. We found it very, very effective for multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease. We mentioned tremor, obsessive compulsive syndrome, and recovery from stroke I had mentioned. But autism, don't you have moms coming in with, no, they don't know what to do with autism?
Important point.
Huh?
That's a very important point.
They don't know
Hold that thought, Cash, because we're coming up on an intermission. And I know that we have many people listening to the show right now, parents and grandparents of teenagers, that would fit into that category. So stay with us. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. You're listening to Dr. Cash Ingham talking about Hempanol, and we're going to continue further with the discussion when we come back after this quick break.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save a Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, March 2nd, and you're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour here every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Can be heard on 1470 AM or 95.3 FM, or you can go to our website, which is www.savealotnutritioncenters.com, and you can listen to the show that you're hearing right now over again by going to the archive shows, which are on the site permanently. So whatever you want to miss or whatever you did miss and you want to listen to again, please look at the archive shows and catch up with what you missed. Right now, we're going to be doing a very special favor to the people listening to the show by offering all the North American Urban Spice products at 15% off our everyday low price. The balance of the store here has everyday low prices 52 weeks a year, and we're going to be offering that now through the end of the year. There are some companies that we've increased our discount on based upon companies that have been effective giving us an additional discount, and we do like passing along those discounts to the consumers. So in addition to the North American Urban Spice at 15% off, which is only good today and tomorrow, you can buy Enzymedica products, Garden of Life products, Life Extension products, Mega Food products, Solaray products at 15% off our everyday low price through the end of the year. The North American Urban Spice, as I mentioned, are good today and tomorrow only at the 15% off. Then they go back to their 10% off the everyday low price. But we're speaking about hempanol, and I think Dr. Ingram brought up a great point about kids with ADD and other disorders that prevent them from functioning properly. So, Cass, tell us a little bit about your feelings and the research you've done with kids on that subject.
Right, because, you know, moms, the parents don't have any clue to what to do, and so many supplements and probiotics and different multiples and what to do. The best thing that we can do for these children is to try to help repair the brain and the brainstem. And there's a lot of damage there, a lot of times from vaccines and mercury, what have you, heavy metals, toxins in the food supply, bisphenols, much more. So your most efficient way to get repair is cannabis. In fact, here's a kind of an interesting case history that was published in a major newspaper that Khalil Santiago, 9, with autism, spoke his first words shortly after starting hemp oil supplements. That's pretty good. You know, kid can't talk, give him the hemp extract, the kid talks. So I would say maybe hempanol CF is one option if parents can't get the super strength in, and I'll explain that in a moment. At least the CF, put it in smoothies. It's very nice, well-tolerated. Any child will take it, under the tongue even, rub it on the bottom of the feet and so on. Doesn't have much of an odor. If we could, though, we would also want to try to take the hempanol super strength with the oregano in there. Here's why. With autism, you're dealing with toxicity and neurological damage, that's for sure. So you need the cannabinoids to repair. But you're also dealing with infection of the gut, infection of the small intestine, infection of the brain. So that the oregano supercritical is going to cross that blood-brain barrier and start to pound on the infection, too. That's why the best results with the autism is when you take that hempanol super strength or regular strength, you get the aggression against the disease. And there's a good chance just that one thing, even if you can't do much with the child, the child's wild and out of control, if you could somehow get the hempanol in, you'd see an improvement. You may even be able to reverse the thing. I mean, there are many other things we need. We need the B complex. We got them off the wheat. We get them off the casein. We get them completely off the sugar. We clean out the candida, of course. You know, but dealing with autism is a tough bird.
So, Cass, what would you say is the youngest age that you have seen people give their kids this particular product on the hemp oil line?
Two, 1.5, no problem. And don't forget, you've got the topical administration. So if you can't put anything internally, sneak up on them and rub their backs like you're going to do a massage or something. Rub the feet, shins. You're going to get the transdermal. Like you said, use the cream. If for some reason, you know, they fight you at everything. Hey, I got some hand cream for you, honey. You know, whatever it takes. We can't handle it. 1 in 8 autism. In 1950 was 1 out of every, 100,000. That's a big change, right? It'll ruin our society. Everybody's in trouble. You know, kids would grow up to be an adult, can't function, end up being institutionalized, can't get a job. That's insane. Got to attack it, knock it out. Now, there are other things, you know, that might work, like the hempenol omega oil, because you need those omega-3s from the hemp seed oil for brain health. Maybe those two, maybe some cream.
Yeah. Well, let me interject, Cash. By there are a lot of people probably wondering that these must be very expensive products to be able to be used, because I have not mentioned any prices yet. But
yeah,
it just so happens that the North American product company has gave us a special to pass along to you. In addition to the 15% off today and tomorrow, just to give you some idea, the lowest price hempenol, the regular hempenol, is only $21.49.
Oh, my God.
That's for a bottle of 50 capsules. And
well, that's incredible.
Well, the most expensive one, which is the 50 capsule in the super strength, or the oils in the large 1 ounce size, are only $41.59. And again,
but you
every
think about
single
the cost of CBD oil. There are some bottles out there that run $500 to $1,000 for 2 ounces.
That's true. And again, all these products from North American are 15% off today and tomorrow. So it's wise to take advantage of it while we have them at these special prices.
Yeah.
But moving on.
The crude extract is more effective than the CBD oil, so people are paying incredible dollars. I knew one woman who spent $150,000 on marijuana extract. Didn't
wow.
do her much good, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, since we only have about 20 minutes left, and we're facing another intermission in a few minutes, why don't we move along to the foundational product that really made North American Urban Spice the company that it is today. And that's the way you put together the oreganol.
Yes, the oreganol. I just finished that book. I don't know how to do this for your listeners, but I'd be happy to get a couple copies down to you at no charge. It's called The Doctor's Guide to Wild Oregano Oil, 101 Uses.
Wow.
Just hot off the press, a couple hundred, 150, 60 pages. This is a manual, how do you use it? That's many years, of course, of experience. But the oreganol P73, that is the most effective germicide that we know of. It's very unique that way, because when we take an antibiotic, if we have the flu or cold or congestion or rhinitis or even sinusitis, bronchitis, asthma, certainly sore throat, strep throat, tonsillitis, a lot of people get an antibiotic, even if it's not indicated, but we still do. But you see, think, antibiotic only kills bacteria, right? Antiseptic germicide oreganol P73 kills every category. It kills the viruses, the mold, the yeast, the bacteria, and most parasites. So, that's the launching product, oreganol P73. It made the company what it is today. So if you have cold or flu or bronchitis, rhinitis, congestion, sinusitis right now, that's your product.
Well, I can only tell you that the amount of people that got sick here in South Florida this past winter that are still sick, that keep coming in, their first choice to prevent themselves from getting worse and help themselves get better is oreganol. And again,
and
we have it in many different forms.
Strength. Now, I mean, if they're snagging that super strength for the tougher conditions, that's crucial. You see, and then also we found that the oregano oil is very effective for Lyme, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, mycoplasma, hepatitis. This is just from me; it's not from the company. These are medical conditions, of course. So it's not just somebody's got a sore throat. We're talking about the chronic infections where there are no drugs available. Once again, super strength oregano oil may be backed up with the Oregaresp. In fact, the people who are still sick should hit the two. Yeah.
Well, the Oregaresp is an outstanding product by itself, for sure.
Remember that lady that was on the front row when we gave the lecture a long time ago and she started crying in the lecture?
I certainly remember that, for sure.
She comes up to me and she holds up her arms and her elbows and says, the Oregaresp cured my psoriasis. Can you imagine? She just took one product. It cleaned out the parasites, the fungus, and she got her skin went normal. Who knows how many people are helped by this? In fact, the listener should give us a written testimonial so we can keep track of this medically. How they use the Oregaresp. They use the juice of oregano. Maybe they're taking hempanol for autism or, you know, epilepsy or neurological.
Well, speaking for myself, Cash, there are countless thousands of people that I know of in dealing here at Save-A-Lot that have helped that many people, starting with just the basic oregano. And if they had serious breathing problems, the Oregaresp was their savior.
Wow.
I can't tell you how many people praise North American for Oregaresp.
You know how many people probably didn't end up in the hospital, some lives saved. You saw there were quite a few fatalities this year, children, adults, healthy people, just bang, dropping dead from some kind of a attack. We don't know whether it was a bacteria or a virus or flu or what have you. But what we found out with the oregano is something very interesting. That's what I wanted to share with you. There was some good research that was just done by John Hopkins. We've been saying it. The oregano carvacrol dissolves the biofilm layer. When it dissolves the biofilm, then it goes in and destroys the bacteria. So this is true of this biofilm is what protects the Lyme from being attacked by the immune system. E. coli, Clostridium difficile. The various streps and staphs that are stubborn, like MRSA. You know, we're talking about 100,000 people die a year from those germs. If we could somehow figure out to get the medical profession on board, and barring that, at least the people, if you had MRSA, you had C. diff, you have some germ that the antibiotics can't kill and you're suffering right now, you have Lyme, all you need is a super strength. You just take it, keep pounding on it. It will go in there and dissolve the biofilm. But I sent you the email. We also found that cumin dissolves the biofilm. So does sage. And so does cinnamon. And so Oregaresp. Cumin, sage, cinnamon, oregano.
Great right. combination.
Yeah,
we're coming up on our last intermission, Cash. And one question that has come up that maybe you can answer when we come back is the difference between the regular oregano and the super strength oregano, both in liquid and in capsules. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, March 2nd. Our special guest today is Dr. Cash Ingram. Janet Cimarelli was unfortunately not able to join us today. She will be here from 4 to 7 to answer any questions you may have. And tomorrow she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30. So stay tuned. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We come to you every Friday from 10 to 11. You can listen to us on 1470 AM or 95.3 FM. You can also go to our website, which is www.saveALotNutritionCenters.com. Click on the archive shows, and you'll be able to re-listen to the show anytime you'd like. All the shows that we've done since we've been open, and I'm going back now close to almost 2 years now that we've been able to broadcast shows, you can listen to all the archive shows and pick up any points that you may have missed. Our special guest today is Dr. Cass Ingram, and he is speaking about the fine products from the North American Urban Spice Company. And when I last cut to the break, I had asked a question of Dr. Ingram, the difference between regular strength oregano and the super strength oregano. Can you give our listeners?
Yes, that's a constant thing. I hope they get their labeling a little bit more clear. But what it is that the super strength is 300% more of the oregano oil high carvacrol and less olive oil than the regular strength. So it's basically three times more aggressive. You know, the regular strength is perfect. Somebody's got a little cold, they got a rhinitis, they want to give it to their kids, they want to put it in the pet bowl. It's just absolutely perfect. But
well, you should let our listeners know, though, Cash, that it is a very potent product. And for the weak of heart,
very potent.
The weak of heart may not like to take it under their tongue.
Well, that's true, and that's why the regular strength's a little bit easier under the tongue, actually. Super strength, it does burn. It's a temporary burn.
Right.
So if you're, you know, a little bit concerned, then just put it in juice and down the hatch, or in some honey, in whatever. Or you take the gel cap, yeah?
That's the easy way.
Now, it's harmless. In fact, there was some interesting work where they took and cut out the liver of an animal, like half of its liver, and then they gave oregano oil. And the oregano oil prevented the liver from being inflamed. It stopped the tissue damage, and it normalized the liver enzymes. Now, you can't tell me oregano oil could hurt anybody, because if you're going to damage a liver with a toxic chemical like the researchers did, then you cut it, and then you give the oregano oil, and it stops the liver from being damaged. That's the carvacrol. Carvacrol is so powerful that it prevents your tissues from oxidizing. A lot of people come up to me and say, well, how come you haven't changed in 30 years? They probably say the same to you, Foreman.
Right.
Because we take the oregano. It's like an immediate preservative to your tissues. All right? So you should be using it, not just, oh, I've got a cold and flu, Al, what do I take? People should be taking it daily, maybe using it in a gel cap form, you know.
That's the first thing I pack when I'm traveling. And next week I go to California for the trade show, and I expect to see you there. Those are in my travel bag, the liquid and the capsules.
Yeah, yeah, the capsules. And if I have to just take a couple things, I'm not even taking the probiotic. I'm taking the oreganol gel caps. I'm taking the oil of oregano, and I'm a little bit of an insomniac. I take the Hempanol PM, and I take the Hempanol Super Strength. That's my travel bag. Okay, I can buy some probiotics anywhere if I want. But yeah, I mean, protect yourself, but also if you really want to protect yourself. I was overseas in Europe when I was seeing all this news about the flu and people dying, people even dying from the flu vaccine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, I guess I haven't got the job done. If those same people would have known about oregano and take two capsules twice a day, they wouldn't have gotten sick. They wouldn't even got the flu. They wouldn't have had to be in a crisis. They wouldn't have had to end up in hospitalization. They would have protected themselves. And they would still be alive.
So true.
It's sad. You know,
now, to tell our listeners, the youngest age that you feel oregano can be given to in a safe way where they may not taste it, or the oldest living people that we know, and if there are any side effects, if they're taking any pharmaceuticals.
Okay, there's no negative interaction with pharmaceuticals at all, even blood thinners. So we're good to go there because it's a spice, right? Nobody asked me, hey, if I have two pizzas or one pizza, do I have to worry about my blood thinner or my antihypertensive? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got? You've got the issue only of, well, can I give it to my dog or my cat? Well, you can. Just some, you know, one or two drops in their water or something, or rub it on the pads of the feet. Well, what about the infant? The infant has bronchial. We don't want to give them antibiotics because we know that a child could have, like, candida. You know, I'm a naturalistic mother, but my child does have something. Even at an infant, you rub it on the feet and the shins, up and down the spine, around the chest. If you want to give it internally, one drop. You know, if the child's taking food like a 6-month-old. But you wouldn't want to just put a drop in the mouth of an infant, you know, because the reaction
right.
would be too strong.
For sure.
It's not going to hurt them, but it's too strong. But you get enough through the skin. If you have a 6-month-old or a 1-year-old, I'm a big fan of raw honey. I give raw honey to my grandchildren. I recommend it all the time. If you get a good quality raw honey, it's not going to hurt the kid. Just take a drop or two and put it in the raw honey and give it to them. If you want to do it in applesauce, that's fine. Do it 2 or 3 times a day. Look, the antibiotics, the acetaminophen, the aspirin, those are poisonous to an infant. You see the point? You're not going to hurt them with oregano oil. Especially if you use the P73. P73 has already been tested. We don't have to be concerned. The second thing is, if it's a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, if you have to give a bit more to help them out, 2 drops twice a day, 3 drops twice a day. Again, putting it in applesauce or honey. Yeah. It's no problem.
That's a great suggestion, the applesauce and the honey, for sure.
Yeah, and then if you have somebody that's, and like you say, really elderly, they have a little bit of an esophagus or something, then just give them the gel cap, you know. And also, the other thing is Oregamax capsules. Oregamax is the crude herb. You can take as much of that as you want. The pregnant women, the nursing women, the elderly, it's very well tolerated. There's no oil in there. The oil is naturally within the herb. So you're basically with Oregamax, you're grinding up the wild oregano. You're grinding with 2 or 3 other herbs. You put it in a capsule. Like it's sort of a tonic, great for digestion. And then, of course, there's the juice of oregano, which is very well tolerated. It's not so hot. You can dilute it in water. You put it in grapefruit juice, put it in tomato juice, in which it makes it delicious. And that's the aromatic water. That's the steam that's condensed. And I tell you what, that's a fantastic digestive aid, great for strength, perfect for the elderly. I had one elderly guy say, hey, doctor, is it okay to drink the whole bottle? I said, well, what for? He said, it makes me feel better. it's high in oxygen, by the way. Keep that in mind. Yeah.
Which and is that good. Is a big bottle, that oregano oil.
Yeah, it is a big bottle. What do you got, about $12 there for 12 ounces or something? And on you go.
Without a
but
doubt.
The thing about oregano is, here's the thing. Oregano is an antioxidant. It's antihistamine, anti-germ, antifungal. It's anti-aging. It's antitoxin. You know, don't forget, it's the number one thing to use for a snake bite or a scorpion or a bee sting or jellyfish or a spider bite. Or you got to know that, you know.
I think you just gave people a reason to put it in their medicine chest.
Oh, are you kidding? Does Save-A-Lot do much with books anymore?
Unfortunately, Cash, we don't sell books here. Okay. But I would encourage people to go to the website where they can select one of the 25 copies of books that you have already brought to market that have been bestsellers over many years.
Yes, they can go to KazIngram.com, KazIngram.com, and study that and pick some books. Meanwhile, for your customers, we're going to send down a couple of these brand new books, and then you can have those as guides or store copies or what have you. They'll be signed. But, yeah, I mean, I'm really very proud of Save-A-Lot and your team and how you're, you know, getting the word out and helping people have an alternative when these crises inevitably seem to occur in our country. And it's just good work.
Well, I thank you for the accolades, but I have to come back to you and say that if you had not helped North American Urban Spice produce these products, seek out the raw materials from the various countries that the oregano come from, the healing properties would not be available.
That's it. That's so true.
My thanks go to you.
You know how it is, that you have to have the quality raw materials, whether it's the chaga or the hemp or the oregano.
That's where it all starts.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
And there's how many oregano oils on the market? A lot of times people say to me, oh, I tried oregano oil, doctor, but it didn't work. I said, well, what are you taking?
Well, there are so many different buy brands that are using the name oil of oregano, but they don't have the same properties that yours does.
No,
North American Urban Spice.
Actually, we did the gas chromatography. I should send you the link. You know, we found some oregano oils that had like 5 active ingredients, but the P73 has 33 active ingredients.
There you go. Cash, I want to thank you for being with us. You were most informative. I look forward to seeing you in California next week. And, of course, look forward to having you on again in the very near future.
That'll be great. North American has 2 booths. Come to the second one, too, would you? Bye-bye.
Well, you can rest assured I'll be there. You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. It's Friday, March 2nd, and you can listen to it again on our archive website. And don't forget, all the North American products today and tomorrow have an additional 15% off the everyday low price. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Friday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.